107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. It's always great to check in with the folks at Stratford Public Library, and it's time once again for our Queer Book of the Month with Stratford Pride Community Center and Pride Guide. And Melanie Kindrichuk joins us on the phone lines with Stratford Public Library. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Jamie.
It's great to check in once again, and it's summertime, summer reading. It's July, and you've got another great selection for us for our Queer Book of the Month.
That's right. Because it's summer, I thought I would go with a nice uplit book, which is a book that will make you feel good by the end. It is called Iona Iverson's Rules for Commuting. It's by Claire Pooley, and it's set in England. So the plot goes along these lines. Iona Iverson is a commuter who takes the same train into London every morning. She dresses in colorful and eccentric outfits and carries her little dog, Lulu. So she's very noticeable. But Iona's rules for commuting state, you do not talk to other commuters. Still, she has her own private nicknames for the other regulars. And one morning, smart but sexist manspreader chokes on a grape in the seat right across from her, which brings Iona into actual communication with Mr. Too Good to Be True, who is a nurse who saves the day. And looking on is impossibly pretty Bookworm, a young woman who has a life crisis after seeing this near brush with death. But now that these characters have connected, they're linked. They start talking regularly and even doing things together outside of their commute. And of course, there are complications that arise from each one's home life, like a controlling boyfriend or an over-involved mother, a financial crisis, and some job issues. And now Iona is a magazine columnist, and her whole life revolves around her work, especially now that her beloved wife, Bea, no longer lives with her. But Iona's young upstart editor maneuvers her into resigning because he thinks she's too old to appeal to their audience. The commuting group discovers what's up, and they rally to save her, both financially and creatively. And because of this, this is the heart of the book, really, the relationships between the characters. It's a charming and a funny book with an original premise, and its strength is in the characters and all the many spiraling plot lines that arise from their very busy lives. And although there are serious issues that each of them face, the book concludes with problems overcome. Well, most of them. There are some things that can't be changed, but those things are really beautifully dealt with. For example, the final pages show the connection between Iona and Bea, and those are heartfelt and moving. These two have been together for many years, and they have faced homophobia and sexism over and over again. Bea has always told Iona, "They want us to be small, so we have to stand tall." And that's what each of the characters learns in this book in differing ways according to their own lives. This is a really uplifting story with memorable characters who will keep you reading.
It's Iona Iverson's Rules for Commuting by Claire Pooley. And Melanie, it sounds like you enjoyed the book.
Oh, it was really wonderful. It just left you with such a good feeling. And with a sense of hope. So I think that'd be a great summer reading.
I love the tagline for the book, too. Sometimes you have to break the rules. There you go. So how can folks pick up this book?
The book is found in the library in paper copy in the fiction section, but we also have an ebook version. So if you prefer reading ebook, you can check our e-library and get a copy there as well.
All right. It's going to be a busy summer. My goodness, there's so many great summer events happening with Stratford Public Library. But we are talking about summer reading, and of course, summer reading continues at the library.
Oh, absolutely. Our Children's Summer Reading Program launched, and it is so busy. There are at least four programs every day of the week for ages between toddlers up to the top of the school age range. And you can look on our website for all the information, of course, but you can also come into the library and sign up for the summer reading package where you get some activities and the schedule for all the programs. Most of the programs are drop-in. There are a couple that require pre-registration, but almost all of them are just drop-in. So if you're around and you want to come to a program, you're just welcome to show up.
Lots of great get-togethers happening through the summertime with Stratford Public Library as we talk about their summer programs. There are summer events happening. We'll share the links and details, of course, available on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. Melanie Kindrichuk with Stratford Public Library with our Queer Book of the Month selection with Stratford Pride Community Center and Pride Guide. Again, details with Stratford Public Library. Melanie Kindrichuk. Melanie, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jamie.